It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop in to the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, have a bite to eat. The staff are great. The atmosphere is wonderful. In the middle of winter, it's such a cozy bar, and it just has everything going for it. So pop into the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? This message came in to us from a lady, and we are not putting any name on this lady because she does not want to be identified, and it'll all make sense in just a second. Hi all at Opinions Matter. I have a topic, but if you say my name, I could be targeted, so please don't. I live in an estate in Talla, and I know of parents in the group who are actually buying fireworks for their 15 and 16-year-old teenagers to use at Halloween. The local teenagers want to do a firework display, and the parents are not only encouraging it, they're funding it. I want to report these parents to the Gardaí and maybe even TUSLA because it is so dangerous and is actually child neglect or child abuse. What will they do when one of their kids blows their hands off or even half their face off? I'm very close with some other mammies in Jobstown, and I told them I think we can't ignore this and need to report it, but they're telling me it's not that big a deal. Like, are these parents right in the head? Fireworks are explosives, absolute scumbags, these parents. Am I on my own in thinking this is terrible parenting and should be reported? So that's from a lady, and I'm just going to call her Anon, okay? We're not going to give her any name, not even a made-up name. We'll call her Anon. So should she... okay. Katie, your opinion on this?
Oh, well, whenever they're reporting to TUSLA, I think she has a point about it being irresponsible. How old did she say they are?
She said they're 15 and 16. Like, they're young adults.
Well, let me bring you back to... Hang on. Let me bring you back to how long, maybe 8 years? No, I'd say even more than that. I'll tell you now. I'll tell you exactly when.
Yeah, go on.
So, this was actually 7 years ago.
Sorry. Okay.
So, footage shows moment. Youths throw fireworks into a young woman's hood.
I remember that.
Do you remember how deeply, psychologically and physically scarred this woman was?
Yes, I do remember.
Do you remember her mother speaking to us?
I do.
At the time? About the trauma. Look, there's a video. Hang on. Let's see if we can...
You know, I remember it. I remember it.
Listen.
And I remember it.
But you can hear. Listen to her screams. No, come out. They lit a firework and they literally threw it down her top and it blew up on her back.
Yeah, I remember it.
That is why I don't think it's a good idea. And sorry, I'm not laughing at this. This is horrific. I'm laughing that parents could, I'm even, you know, that any parent could think that handing kids fireworks. The problem is that you might have, you know, a couple of kids who are grand with them. The worry is then they get into some little shite's hand like that, that would do that to someone. And somebody innocent will end up paying the price for the parents' carelessness.
Okay, the video that you're referring to is still up on the Irish Independent website from all those years ago, from, let me see, from 2017.
That was horrific. Look, she's blown up right on her neck.
No, I remember it, I remember it. Okay, and that was obviously disgraceful, what happened to that young woman, okay? And it took place near the Railway Street in Dublin 1. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was actually 2017, so 8 years ago. But that's one incident.
But obviously, it's wrong. An incident that could happen again.
No, yeah, obviously.
In the wrong hands.
But these kids in this particular housing estate in Talla, they want to put on a responsible fireworks display.
15 and 16 are responsible, generally don't go together. Let's be honest. All it takes is one numbskull to say, let's throw this at someone. And what happens then?
Okay, the fact of the matter is that whether you like it or not, kids get access to fireworks at Halloween? Okay, we have no control over fireworks in this country.
I have no problem with fireworks
on the street
when they're used responsibly. I have problem with parents putting them into the hands of 15-year-olds. 15-year-old boys who are, they think they're deadly and they're hilarious.
My point is, they're going to have them anyway. They're going to get them anyway. So is it not a little bit better that the parents are actually getting them for them? And
but it sounds to me like it's going to be the teenagers having their own display, which is fine. They want to do a display, that's fine. But if they're getting the fireworks and hand them over to kids and saying, here, kids, here's some explosives, that would concern me.
Okay, so do you think that this woman should call the guards? I mean, that's a big step. You're calling the guards on parents.
I don't know what the guards could do.
I don't either.
Without having proof, first of all, or without an incident. And it would be sad for the parents, you know, it would be sad on behalf of the parents who give them to the kids if something does happen and then the guards are called because they handed it to their kids.
But you want the guards to come along and confiscate all these fireworks, do you?
I think fireworks should be legal in Ireland. But I think that they should be
legal. That's not going to happen before Halloween.
For over 18s. Or for even over 21s. Because they are even explosive.
Yeah, I agree. But we're not going to have legalised fireworks anytime
soon.
The
problem isn't that it is unfortunate. It is unfortunate for the responsible, good kids who wouldn't cause any trouble. But there are those little tow rags, like in that video, who think they're hilarious and are big men in front of their mates when they're throwing it at people or putting it in letterboxes. Because we can't trust 15 and 16-year-olds to be responsible. You can't. Not with explosives.
So you want the guards to come around and confiscate all these fireworks?
I think that the fireworks, if they're in the teens' hands, I wouldn't have a problem with guards taking them off teens. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. If they're with adults who are responsible and just want to do a firework display, then let them at it. But with teenagers, after that, I would have been very much leave them to it. But when I saw that video 7 years ago of that girl and how you can actually see it blowing up on her neck, I was like, no.
Again, that incident is an isolated incident. I've never heard of that happening anywhere else. I've never heard of anybody doing anything like that.
Every year you hear of accidents with teenagers and fireworks. They're not being handled properly, even if it's accidents with themselves. Because they're not being handled properly, they don't know what they're doing. If you want to have a firework display, there's no problem at all with that. Have your firework display. Firework displays are deadly. But don't put explosives in the hands of irresponsible morons. I mean, I think that should go without saying.
I'm arguing with you that not every teenager is an irresponsible moron that would put a firework into somebody's hood.
Absolutely not. But the problem is that there are some who are. And that's why.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. Robbie, should this woman, Anon, that we're calling her, should she call the guards? Should she let them know that teenagers are planning to put on a fireworks display?
If her kids are not involved, she's went her own fucking business.
In fact, she even mentioned TUSLA in, whether she should report to TUSLA. I don't know if reporting it to TUSLA is necessarily the thing to do, but she's very concerned from a safety point of view, her exact words.
No, her fucking kids. If these parents are okay with their kids getting, potentially losing fingers or whatever, fuck them. I have no sympathy for kids who play with bangers and then lose fingers. I don't, when parents, I didn't know they were dangerous. Well, then you're a fucking moron.
So that's fine. But she's obviously worried that some child is going to have their hand blown off by misusing a firework. And we know how dangerous they can be. We know that they're actually...
Sit in front of the television on Halloween night and ring her pearls
and just leave it at that.
Sit there and panic for those poor kids. They're not her kids. None of our fucking business.
Okay, but if God forbid something actually did happen to one of those kids, she'd find it very difficult to live with herself because she knew in advance.
That's a horror problem.
So mind your own business, basically. Don't be in any way. Well, there you are. And Katie, I'm kind of in agreement with Robbie. Mind your own business. This is nothing to do with her.
I know. Look, I get that it's none of her business, but she obviously doesn't want to wait for an accident to happen. Do you know what I mean? Because kids, 15 years old,
okay with the accident happening. If the parents were not okay with the accident happening, they wouldn't allow their kids to play with explosives. Yeah.
So this lady, in your opinion, should butt out and mind her own business altogether.
Yeah. It's going to it's going to happen whether she reads the guides or whatever. You know, it'll get moved, or it'll, you know, it might not happen at that right time. But if the message is right, it's that the teenagers want to put on an actual display. So this isn't just, you know, the, you know, standing in the field shooting off rockets that are potentially dangerous. This is actually sounds like to be, it could be potentially an organised event. The teenagers want to do it. I'm sure they'll probably get in the help of maybe a couple of adults to do it. You know, just because it's in Jobstown, everybody will presume that, you know, they're all scumbags and all that. I mean, that could be an element of it as well. But it sounds like they actually want to put on a display for the area. And if they want to do that and they are being responsible about it, more power to them, let them do it. And I hope they're safe, and I hope it's actually a great show.
So you would not discourage this even?
No, not at all. I wouldn't discourage it. I'm not sure if I'd go as far as encouraging it.
These parents, as you've heard, Robbie, are not only in favour of this firework display that the teenagers are putting on, but they're also funding it. They're actually buying the fireworks.
Brilliant. Excellent. That's fair play to them. But then when they're in the hospital the next day with their child with only two fingers left on their hands, you know, they can't come on. They can't go on then and go onto social media and go, "Oh, my poor child."
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this, should this lady call the guards and get the guards down to confiscate all of these fireworks? Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Robbie says this lady should mind her own business, not get involved.
Yeah, let's see if Robbie says that if a firework come flying in through his door, you know, or in through his window, or damages his car, or, God forbid, damages one of his family. These are kids. These are kids with explosives.
They're not tiny kids. They're 15 and 16. They're not 5 and 6.
15? Hold on. We've had discussions before where we say a 15, 16, 17-year-old is a child, right? It's a child. It's a 15-year-old child that you are giving an explosive to. That's what you do. Because that's what fireworks are. They're explosive. And what makes me even worse is the fact of they're not just getting these for Halloween. They're getting them in the middle of September. And it's September, it's October, it's November. Like, cop on. Be a parent. Stop giving these kind of things to your kids because they do damage. They do a lot of damage.
They do damage if they're not used properly. They don't do damage if they are actually used for their intended purpose.
So a firework being done for its intended purpose has never gone off wrong.
I'm accepting that accidents can happen.
So why would you give a 15-year-old firework when accidents could happen? Would you give them a car? Would you let a 15-year-old drive around in a car? No, because they can't control it. They don't know how to handle it. Yet you give them fireworks where they can just go anywhere. They can blow up their hands. They can blow up their face. They can blow up anything. I don't agree with fireworks in that kind of a context. I just don't. If you want to set off fireworks for your kids and everything on Halloween, what you do is you get them and you make sure everyone is at a right distance and everything is done properly. You don't turn around to your 15-year-old and go, "There you go, here you go, off you go."
So when you hear that parents are actually doing that, are actually even supporting the kids putting on a fireworks display at Halloween, what do you think of those parents that are actually allowing this?
They're absolute scumbags. And they come from a certain area. We all know that, you know. Let's call it spade a spade, like. Teenagers explosive.
I know, but we're not talking about 5 and 6 year olds.
So a 7-year-old be okay? What? 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old.
These kids we're talking about are 15 and 16.
But I can guarantee you they're younger as well. I can guarantee you have 12, 13, 14 year olds that parents are buying fireworks for. And if you buy fireworks for your children, you're a scumbag.
All right, stay there for one second, Angela. If you are buying fireworks for your teenage children, you're an absolute scumbag. That's according to Angela. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to react to what Angela just said.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
How are you, Adrian? It's a long time now. He's no hill, Lowlands.
Good to talk to you, Martin.
I was away for a while.
Oh, okay.
So I must be a scumbag again, because I get my kids down there, their fireworks, and they're 13 and 15, and it's the only bit of little child you have in Halloween. Like, right? Back in the day, like, sure, you wouldn't have the money for them, you know what I mean? But sure, now, sure, the kids are letting them off 10 years away. Do you know what I mean? I go and buy my young lads, and not a bother on them. Like, you know what I mean? They let them off there now. They're actually letting them off last night. They had a few off, you know.
And when you say you got them for them, where'd you get them? Up the north or something?
Well, anyway, they're up the north, eh?
And what did you buy for your kids?
I bought selection boxes when I made them.
Okay, selection so selection box, for anybody who doesn't know, is...
an option of 32 items in it.
Yeah, so there's all different types of fireworks in a selection box. Okay. Yeah. And you went up the north, you bought these selection boxes. Did you spend a fair few bob?
I did. I spent about 300, 400 of them. You know
okay,
I mean?
So that's a fair amount of fireworks.
It's all the kids, you know what I mean?
But again, you've given these to your kids for them to use whenever they feel like
it. I'd be with them, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you'd be with them?
Oh, yeah.
But are they allowed to set them off?
Oh, geez, yeah.
So are they using a cigarette lighter or whatever to spark them up and let them go?
Oh, let them go, yeah. Let them go. There's a lighter. Off you go.
And you say you're there with them, are you?
I'm there with them the whole time, yeah.
You're there with them the whole time, okay. But they're the ones that are actually setting off the fireworks.
But that's the whole thing of it.
Martin, in your message you sent to us, you said that you're not with them 100% of the time. Amanda asked, are they
still... Well, I wouldn't say, like, I'm not going to be ashamed and say I don't. The little focus wouldn't set them off, like, when I'm not around, you know.
But you told Amanda that you don't plan to be there the whole time, and that in the past you've given them to them unsupervised.
I have, like, and I don't have.
Do you think your kids are responsible, do you?
If I didn't, I wouldn't let them near them, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So you would trust your 13-year-old unsupervised even for a small amount of time with fireworks?
Oh, I would, I? Jeez, I do. I love my kids, and my kids know.
Do you like your kids having fingers?
Well, Katie, hold on a minute. Right? At the end of the day, I know they're being safe. So no matter what, I know they're savvy enough to use. Now, I've seen all the shit online and them blowing up and all. Shit happens in life. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen to you, simple as.
But where it comes to being injured by fireworks, it's something that you could prevent.
There is a philosophy. If something's going to happen to you, it's going to happen to you anyway. So here you go, 13-year-old son. Please take explosives and go and have fun.
No, it's not there now. Please take your explosives there now. Come on, get out and have a bit of laugh, like.
But you leave them unsupervised.
Well, because they're savvy, I said to you, Katie. They're savvy. Like.
But at 13 years old, you can't be savvy. How do you know that they're not going to go and stick it up, you know, cat's arses? You hear these stories of bangers.
Stop it. Katie, will you stop? They're not cruel to animals.
You don't know what they would do when you're not around,
Katie,
is my point.
Do you trust your child?
Well, they're 4 and 6, so certainly not with fireworks at this point in time.
No, would you trust them at the age of 13?
With fireworks, no.
No. You're going to have 2 little chains, eh?
I'm going to have what?
2 little chains.
Well, no, that's why I don't trust them with fireworks. That's why I keep an eye on them, because I wouldn't trust any 13-year-old with fireworks.
But you believe, Martin, that how old are your kids again? 13 and 15?
13 and 15.
Okay. Your 13 and 15-year-old kids are responsible and grown up enough.
Not a problem.
And you trust them to set off a firework all by themselves?
I would indeed. I would, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And when you hear the likes of our last caller there saying parents like you are absolute scumbags, what do you say to that?
How dare her? If I got a hold of her on the phone now, I'd want to know. I'd give it to her. I'd let her have a call of me a scumbag. Tell you.
You know what?
I know scumbag.
I might just get her back.
Get her back on there. I don't mind
you. Get her back on. She's only a motormouth. Okay, well, I'm going to ring her back, Martin, and you can tell her exactly how you feel. Okay?
I will tell her.
Okay.
You'll bet your life will.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I look for... I eagerly await this confrontation.
Sorry,
I'm just going to... Angela, Martin has a lot to say to you. He's very upset and very angry, and he's going to give it to you. Is that okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Okay.
Now, there you go, Martin. Say it as you feel.
Who are you calling the scumbag?
Oh, here we go.
You.
Oh, what? How dare you call me a scumbag? You don't even know me. How dare you?
Well, Jesus, by listening to you, I wouldn't want to know you.
Oh, holy Jesus, here we go. What do you mean by listening? What's that supposed to mean?
Because you just turned around and said you'd hand your kids fireworks there and let them off to play with them. That's great. So why don't you stand and go and play with them?
It's not nothing. You don't play with fireworks. You don't play with them.
What do you do with them?
You put them down and you stand a safe distance away from them.
A safe distance, yeah, but you still have to light them. Have they ever gone wrong, no?
And I get long extra ones, so the kids are well away, you know, from the fireworks.
So you use it like dynamite, is it? Is that what you do? You have a cord like dynamite?
Are you trying to be smart now? What's your name again?
I'm being very smart and realistic.
You even sound so stuck up your own arse and all that. I swear.
Thank you very much.
I swear to God.
I wouldn't treat them the way you would.
Because you're a fool. You don't know anything about children. If you know anything about children, you're a fool, yeah.
But you have to. I do, yeah. I've been minding kids for 20 years. I think I do. And listen to the way you're speaking to them.
Thank God my kids aren't around, that's for sure.
Well, God, I fear for your kids.
Because anybody that doesn't have kids.
What's your kids' names? What's your kids' names? Little Scroat. There you go. Go and play with an explosive. Go out there into the middle of the garden and play with an explosive there. Let's see how you get on. You're a great parent, aren't you?
I'm the best, yeah. You're a conscience.
Am I?
Martin,
I haven't actually heard you put her in her place yet.
Okay, Martin, I'm going to read a few more messages.
The majority,
Martin, of the messages coming into us are saying that is the most irresponsible father I've ever heard on your podcast. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Did you never let an old firework off yourself, baby?
I did. When I was a young fella, that doesn't necessarily mean it's right.
You know what I mean? Come on, it's only a bit of laugh. I'm there most of the time with you, you know what I mean? If you're not okay in there now, it wouldn't be. But it wouldn't be anything serious.
Martin, how bad would you feel now? How would you be able to sleep at night, to put your head down on the pillow and fall asleep? If you gave your 13-year-old, I'm going to say 13-year-old because I'm a bit younger than 15-year-old, a firework and something went wrong. He lost his finger or a part of his face or an eyeball, because these things have happened. They do happen.
Life is mapped out. It's mapped out for you, love. It's going to happen. Okay. It's going to happen. All fake things happen in life.
Okay. So if I go and I go down to the bar downstairs and drink a shitload of booze and get into my car against the law or not, because fireworks are also against the law, I will be able to, you know, justify that by saying, well, fuck it, life is going to do what it's going to do to me anyway. Is that on a total different level.
How is that on a total different level?
Both are breaking the law and both are dangerous.
Well, why are they selling them then if they're against the law?
They're against the law in Ireland, hon.
Why are they selling
them? Republic.
No, they sell them in Northern Ireland. They don't sell them here.
What do you hear? What do you have to hear in the last couple of weeks, okay?
Sorry?
What do you have been hearing in the last couple of weeks?
Fireworks.
Yes, that's what you hear.
People go up the north to get them, but most people have more brain power to know than to hand them to children. I cannot believe that your justification for giving a child, an explosive.
Martin,
I want to read a message, Martin, and I want to get your reaction to this, okay? This just came into us a moment ago from somebody who's in work and can't take a call, but sent us this detailed message, okay? Have a listen to this, please. Saturday gone, while driving through Coolock, I stopped at the lights beside McDonald's. And this is on the Malahide Road. A gang of kids, roughly 12 to 14, were lighting fireworks and throwing them in the air. They noticed an ice cream truck ahead of me, and by their mannerisms, you could tell that the ice cream truck was a target. A target until a delivery cyclist stopped at the lights. One of these little scumbags lit a rocket, ran towards the guy with the rocket, screaming in his hand. He threw it at the guy's head, and it exploded inches from his face. He dropped to the ground, and people sprinted to his aid. The poor guy sat on the ground holding his ears and screaming to his bodily limits. Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if he was left deaf.
Did you just say hilarious?
Disgraceful,
Jay. Disgraceful, that's grand.
That's what I heard, hilarious. That is awful.
Okay, the point is
teens can't be trusted with these.
That's bold kids, Kate. You know what I mean? I don't have bold kids.
What'd you say? It's bold kids?
Yeah, they're bold bastards.
I'm pretty sure the people who bought those for them and handed it to them, because let's face it, a load of 13-year-olds didn't hop on a bus up the north. Because I'd imagine up the north, even it's 18, is it?
They're selling this at 10 years of age for buying them. Stop.
No, they're being handed them by somebody who's buying them.
Yes. Yeah.
So somebody is handing these fireworks.
Okay, so what you're saying, Martin, is your 13 and 15 year old are so responsible they would never do anything like throw a rocket at a delivery guy on his bike.
Not a hope.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to another Martin on line two. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter.
Oh, things, lads. Sorry, KT and Adrian. Sorry, it's a shame I had to actually come on there. I was enjoying listening to that eating my popcorn.
What did you want to say on this?
Because what I was going to say is kind of sidetracked now after what's been going on here. But I was going to say, I think they should be legalised and stop little scumbags in the street, you know, being able to buy them, like what was described there with that delivery driver getting attacked. You know, if it was legalised and properly, only you could buy them from certain places, you know, it would stop the black market.
For the life of me, I don't understand why we haven't dealt with the whole fireworks issue when you just have to literally drive. I was actually in a fireworks place across the border 2 weeks ago, and the shop is literally 2 feet inside the border, literally. So it's that easy to get fireworks. I can't understand for the life of me why we haven't regulated it in this part of the island. But anyway, it is what it is at this moment. But you believe by legalising fireworks, or at least regulating them in some way, that would control the black market and stop as many kids getting their hands on them. But these parents that we're talking about in Tala, they're actually buying them. So I think, from what we understand, some of the parents actually went up north and bought the fireworks for the kids.
Well, I'd buy them for my kids, if I'm being honest, but they wouldn't be using them. Do you know, if they're only in the hands of the parents and the parents are letting them off, I don't see what the issue is. Apart from it being illegal, I suppose. But don't be giving them to the kids.
Because
if it's organised properly and the adults are in charge of all the fireworks there from letting them off, then I don't see what the issue
is. Okay, let's be clear, by the way. Unless you are licensed to put on a fireworks display, it is illegal. And it is only professional companies that have a license to put on fireworks displays. So, you know, these kids in Tala, or even if it was parents, putting on a fireworks display is illegal.
Oh, I know. Well, there's a fella that lives in my estate, and every New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock, he goes out in the middle of the estate and lets off fireworks. You know, and nobody's ever, and I mean, I've lived in that place 5 years.
What do you say to a parent like the other Martin on the other line who trusts his 13 and 15 year old? He's around them most of the time, but he still trusts his 13 and 15 year old to let off fireworks in a responsible way.
What I'd say is, if it's in the confines of his back garden, he's keeping an eye on them, and they're not just using a cigarette lighter. Like, if they're using like deselection boxes, like every 5th of November, like when I used to live in England, we used to have fireworks. There is a wick that they use to light them. Maybe the 15-year-old, maybe not the 13-year-old, but if he's with them, I don't see what the issue is, but I wouldn't let them off by themselves, no.
Okay, and Martin, you were saying that most of the time you are there with your kids when they're letting off fireworks. Not every single time, but most of the time.
Most of the time I'm there, yeah. 90% of the time I'm there, no.
And can you understand why so many people are spitting bullets listening to
you? Of course, Anthony. I know, like there's bald kids out there that are trying to think it's funny showing them at animals and stuff like that. Like, that's disgraceful. Like, and I'm totally against that. Like, but at the end,
Martin,
of the
can
day,
I just ask you, a text has just come in there from a listener who claims to live in the same estate as you. Yeah. I'm just going to ask you, yeah? Now, this listener is claiming that last Halloween, that they know you, they know your partner, and they know your kids. That last Halloween, your child, the younger one, apparently on Halloween night, threw a firework at a cat.
Oh, no. No,
it's not, but this person is adamant.
No. Jeez. Come on the phone there. I'm adamant there. That's never happened. I've been my kids all Halloween.
Maybe they're confused, but this is a text that they know you.
I was with my kids from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and then I put them to sleep. That's what happened. So I tell you now where I was last Halloween, my kids.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay in the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. If you'd like to get involved, this is Dave.
What's crack, lads? Are the parents just buying the fireworks for the kids and letting them off, or are they supervising them as well? Because we do a fireworks display every single year for Halloween, and for the last 4 or 5 years, my young lad has been helping me with it. I started off teaching him about the safety of fireworks, the potential dangers of fireworks, how to properly let off fireworks. And for the last 2 years, he's been actually helping me with the lighting of them, the setting them off, setting everything up. And at 15, I probably trust him more than I would the majority of other adults I know, because he knows the risks and he knows the dangers associated. Like, I would much rather a bunch of teenagers using fireworks properly and safely instead of just handing them a bunch of fireworks and saying, fuck it, go nuts, and go throwing them around the roads. At least if you're doing a display, it's contained all into one place. And they're not running around the house estates fucking throwing them into houses and shit.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hi, guys. I'm good.
Now, Ed, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, my God. Has this Martin got a brain? Like, seriously. I would stay away from those fireworks as an adult, let alone kids, as I said to you guys before you started recording.
And when you hear a parent who trusts, nobody knows his kids more than he does, and he trusts his kids to act responsibly around fireworks.
How does he do that? Like, that's my question. Like, I can't believe it.
But Martin, your argument is...
You can't believe it, you fool, yeah. Come here, can I tell you one thing? I have my kids well, Sally, yeah? One is 13 and one is 15, yeah? Many times I have to repeat myself, yeah? And believe me, I would break their backs if they were... I know my kids, yeah, and I know they don't throw around at cats or animals or like that, and any that side. So I know my kids are well able to throw to use fireworks, and they're well savvy. They're not stupid. I know my children.
Okay, well, as I said there, I would stay away from those fireworks as an adult, and I'm a visually impaired person, right? And I wouldn't even go near them. Whereas you trusting your kids. Like, how do you know that they are not doing any harm? Like, they could be...
If I caught my kids doing something like that, I would be so angry now that you wouldn't get a phone for about a month.
So would you rather wait until they do something?
Sorry?
So would you rather wait until they do something and they cause an accident?
They know they're not going to do anything because they know there's nothing to do anything wrong with fireworks.
Didn't you just say that if you would ever find out, you'd be so angry? So would you rather wait until they do something and then be angry at them?
I don't need to wait because I know they wouldn't ever do anything wrong like that because I know my kids.
How can you be so sure?
Like see the way you're a front man there now, right? Like, my kids wouldn't treat you any different because you're from a different country where you get other children now that be saying, you know, get this disease it off the phone, calling your names and that. You know what I mean? My children wouldn't be at that like that.
Martin, the fact that you even make that comment shows your mentality. The fact that you even kind of say, oh, my kids would be more tolerant of you than other kids would because
I
you're
know,
foreign.
But I know
that
like
highlights
it,
your mentality.
You know what I mean?
Why your brain would even go to that point?
Because I know my children, Katie. Are you not listening to me?
But why are you bringing up the fact that he's not Irish?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I seen a couple of it's happened like last year as well. They're targeting people from different nationalities, like with throwing fireworks at them, like, oh, it's not nice.
What the hell does it matter about my nationality, for God's sake? Like, seriously,
no,
cop,
saying,
cop,
like,
cop on.
I am copped on. Don't tell
no,
me
you're
to
not.
Cop on.
You're not. You are not.
Where?
You are
you're
not.
Fool. Who do you think you're telling to cop on there now?
What?
You'd want to put the kettle on and have a cup of tea for yourself and go and think. Have you got any kids, mate?
No, but it doesn't matter that I don't have kids.
If you don't have kids, then you should fuck off the phone because you don't know.
Hang on a second.
You don't have kids, you know what I mean? You don't have kids, like, you know what I mean?
Were you not listening to what I said at the very beginning? I said at the very beginning that I would stay away from those fireworks as an adult because I don't consider them safe myself.
That's your opinion, you know what I mean, man? I don't know. That's your opinion. Stay away from them, you know what I mean?
If something happens to your kids, you're unresponsible, wanker.
No. Now, stop that language. That's not nice, that language.
But you called me fool there. That's not nice either. So right back at you, buddy.
I know, but
like,
I apologize.
You're just unresponsible. You're so unresponsible. Like, if something happens to your kids one day, don't come crying onto this podcast. And how do you know that they are angels?
I'll come crying on the car. I'll come looking for you. And I'll come looking for now a couple of tears off you. Of course, you know.
Okay, Ed, you believe that Martin, like a lot of callers, is extremely irresponsible.
Absolutely, 150-60%. Like,
well, Ed, when you have a few kids come back on to me in 13 years' time, it's easier just a 13-year-old, yeah?
You obviously believe, Ed, that a 13-year-old can't be responsible enough.
No, because, like, everybody were a teenager one day, and, like, you don't know what's going on in their mind. Like, they might be thinking to themselves, oh, let's blow up this, oh, let's blow up that. Like, and, like, Martin, you're saying, oh, but I know that my kids are not doing anything like that. How do you know for sure? Like, I can't stand these parents that think, oh, yeah, my kids are angels, they wouldn't do anything like that. How do you know for sure how they behave?
He knows his kids better than anybody.
Nobody knows their 13 or 15-year-old. No parent knows their 13 or 15-year-old.
I never said that. I didn't say they were angels. You know what I mean?
No, but like that's what you're saying, like that they wouldn't do any harm. But and thank you, Katie. Like you said it there. Nobody knows their kids.
Like, you know, I just don't hand them to them and say here, throw that. You know, let that off. I educate.
Okay, we mentioned the message that came in a while ago. I haven't been able to confirm that it's actually you that they're talking about, but the person seemed fairly certain that you are the right person. And
well, tell that 13-year-old to come on the phone, Ed.
Yeah, you're not coming on the phone.
The reason that this person doesn't want to come on the phone that they said that argument we use like a brick wall. They said you walk around the estate regularly drunk. That's the claims. I'm telling you what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
No, it's not true, is it not?
No.
For man don't need to drink, God bless, on the Holy Bible
to be contained. Well, I can't make out what's being said there, Martin. What's being said there?
Just saying, I don't touch alcohol. Like.
Oh, you don't touch alcohol. All right, no, so you see, you weren't walking around the streets drunk. He doesn't drink, he doesn't touch alcohol, okay?
Yes.
For all of the parents, or all of the listeners, should I say, who are giving out yards about you as an irresponsible parent, your message to them is you trust your children. And
Hold on, no. My message to them is tough shite and have a good one, yeah? That's my message to all them shite bags out there that are, oh, I couldn't give two rats arses what they think about me, Adam. Because at the end of the day, I know my children. At the end of the day, I know them better than anybody else.
Did you, on a previous episode of this podcast,
One of our listeners is just reminding me, in the past, he admitted to buying his 15-year-old son booze in the past. Is that right?
Jeez, no, no. It wouldn't have been me. No,
it wouldn't have been you.
No, I think it is. No, I think it is.
No, it's not me, Katie. No.
Okay, hang on there for a second. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Well, Jess, what do you want to say on this?
Isn't this the same man who bought his underage kid vapes?
Was that you?
No, Jess, no. Vapes.
No, I remember specifically you were on saying that you got your kid vapes.
No,
no, definitely you, pal. I can't forget your smug little boy.
The amount of messages coming in now is insane, Martin, saying that you definitely did say that, which makes me question the other texts that came in. If you're lying blatantly about something you said in a previous podcast,
how much
weight is there in what this other text said about your kid?
So what, cat?
Sorry?
So what, cat?
So what if your kid threw something at a cat?
No, I say thrown what?
A firework
at a cat. Put down the can for 5 minutes, pal.
Oh, for Jesus' sake. What are you saying?
Put down the bottle, put down the can.
Jess, what do you make of this father? What do you make of this man saying it's perfectly okay?
He doesn't deserve that title.
Stop being killjoys. My kids are very responsible.
I needed a pickup today. No, you're a scumbag. You don't even deserve the title of father. You're a scummy, disgraceful thing.
How dare you now call me them names?
How dare you now? How dare you now?
Well,
I'll call you whatever I want, pal, because you're literally scum of the earth.
Okay, I'm very upset now.
You buy your kid's vape? You buy your kid's fire?
Honestly, the amount of texts coming in, Martin, people are recalling it word for battle.
No. I'm very upset. She's never called me a big idiot. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff.
You could deal with a few fireworks at the hole, you know that?
I tell you what, you know, I'm at home with you.
You're really good. You could deal with a flame at the hole.
Did I just hear this on this podcast as an insult? And all of the things I never thought I'd hear, I'll put a rocket up your arse.
I'd love to put a rocket up Jean Dashing's arse and boom. Send her to fucking Malahide.
Martin, I've one final question to ask you. On the 31st of May this year, in a podcast episode called Father Reveals Live on Air That He Allows His Child to Vape, you admitted on this program that you allow your teenager to vape.
I did.
Press play.
I did.
How dare you?
That's right.
Press play.
That's right.
Oh, you finally. You actually remembered now.
Sorry, yeah. That was an idea.
Oh,
I let him drink once a year, yeah.
So you finally remembered. Right. Okay, so again, it was episode number 1035. The episode is called Father Reveals Live on Air That He Allows His Child to Vape, and that was you.
That was I let him drink once a year, Adam. That was me.
So not only do you allow your child to vape, you buy him fireworks for him.
Once a year, Adam.
Once a year. And that makes it okay. Jess?
Aren't you just one stand-up guy? Aren't you just one stand-up guy?
At least I know what I'm doing. Easy, Jess.
I need to circle back to this cat thing.
Need to circle back to one there, Mortimer.
Okay, let's circle back to the cat. What's this person wrong?
So what have I let him have a juice? So what?
Question.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if this kid did throw a firework at a cat. It wouldn't surprise me. He seems like that kind of genre of person.
No.
Go back with your white vest and your white beater vest and your drink. Fuck off.
The white beater.
Martin,
that's what they're called now, Martin. The little vest. Yeah, they're called white beater vests now. So
Martin,
I'm a white beater.
Is it the pleasure of traveling?
Oh my God, are you a beater? That's not what I said. Open your ears for 1 minute.
What do you say to me? I'm no white beater.
That's what the vests are called now.
Is it?
Oh, the two of you sound drunk. I mean, it's
one
somewhere, but my God.
What's she shouting there, Martin?
Can't hear you, love. You're too far away.
That's my wife there, no way.
What's she shouting?
Well, pop her on. Let her talk to us.
Okay, no problem.
A wife beater, because it's a traveller. You're racist, clearly. You have your own issues.
What? I'm a wife.
Oh.
Call it white beaters. There's something wrong with
you.
Okay.
It's what
the
best is
called now.
You have to believe it. It's amazing.
No, I'm not white beater. That's
Katie,
me,
tell me you know what I mean.
I've
never put a hand on a woman in his life.
She wasn't referring to him being a woman beater. She was referring to a wife beater vest, which is what a certain caliber of person tends to wear. It doesn't mean that they're actually beating women.
Well, tell her I'm talking fucking lame in terms.
Okay, anyway, the bottom line is...
You mean dumbhead terms like you? Do you want me to dumb it down for you, Martin? It's a little white vest.
Shut up, you.
Right, okay, we're getting off the point here. Jess... Actually, no, I don't have any words for a parent like this. Anyway, Martin,
people like him make their party in
hand. Yeah, well, I was about to say, Martin, I'd invite you to go back to the 31st of May episode of the podcast to realise that you actually did admit to buying your children vapes. Maybe you're drunk every time you're talking to us. I don't know. But
maybe.
Right. Good luck. Thank you.
I want to go and party with him and his wife.
Well, I asked her not to be vaping, but I caught her, you know what I mean?
Oh, sorry.
I just go and buy her one day, you know what I mean?
Sorry, that was actually Martin from that previous episode. Caught her.
Literally saying, I'll just go and buy my daughter a vape.
I'm just stressed out, like, you know, so I let her, like, you know.
Right. You haven't had a conversation with her ever since, have you?
Well, like, I've told her, like, you know, we don't really...
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
No, that wasn't me, I swear.
This final voice note right now. Here we go.
Everybody is quick to call teenagers scumbags and this and that, and nobody has ever asked why the likes of the Fire Brigade or the An Garda Síochána haven't been engaging with communities to go in there and maybe put on a firework display that has safety aspects and everything else to it and to engage with the community. Instead, that we people consistently call for enforcement, and to take things off these people, confiscate from our kids and label our teenagers that haven't probably got the education around fire safety or anything, scumbags.
All right, that was a message from Eric, and we do have one final message from Sean.
I don't mind if the kids want to do a display, if it's going to be done responsibly and there's going to be adults there, I see absolutely no problem with it. I'd have a problem with them parents giving fireworks and then sending in the kids out the door. I wouldn't trust the kids to behave properly. They might behave properly, but you know what kids are like. You can't trust them. And this Martin fella, he's definitely irresponsible. And then to sit there and say your kids wouldn't do this and your kids wouldn't do that, you haven't got a clue what your kids would and wouldn't do when they're not in your sight. Kids are always little angels around mammy and daddy, but when they're an hour down the road, they're a completely different child. So I don't think reporting it to the Garda is going to do anything. Reporting it to Tusla is just ridiculous. I think this woman needs to just shut up. You know, you can't keep stopping people celebrating holidays. It's ridiculous.
Thanks very much indeed, Sean, for your message, and thank you all of you for getting involved in this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And finally, do you want to join our WhatsApp channel yet? Have you joined the community that is our WhatsApp channel? Well, if you'd like to, all you have to do is send us the words add me in a WhatsApp to 0858252626. You will get a reply message with a link to our WhatsApp channel, and on the WhatsApp channel we keep you up to date every day with stuff going on the podcast. We don't spam you, just one or two messages every single day. I'm Adrian, that was Katie. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.